Shalom, and welcome to the Remnant Radio Hour, where we're living and learning a restoration lifestyle. This is Nitza Moshe, and we have a special show tonight. We are going to talk about cleansing, and we have talked many times about how our bodies are physically living stones, that we have like nano to clean up spiritually, physically, and emotionally. And my guest tonight, special guest, is Dr. Patito, and we're going to talk about Ejuva Cleanse. Shalom, Dr. Patito. How are you?
Shalom. I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Is it sunny in California today?
We are having a bit of a heat wave, so yes, it's very sunny.
Oh. Wow. So how hot is it?
Beaches in San Diego, it's hitting about 90 degrees, which is... We're setting heat records for this time of the year in many cities, you know, around San Diego. And we're desperate for water.
We get water too, huh? Some rain.
Yeah, we're desperate for it because we're in another drought and it's just not raining. So plus it's super hot, so it's not real good right now.
All right. Well, I had a little snow and rain this past week.
Yeah.
And it's all green, so that's good. Yeah. Well, listen, first of all, why don't we start off before we start talking about the 30-day Ejuva Herbal Detox Cleanse Program. Let's talk a little bit about who you are and your background.
I am a doctor of something called naturopath. It's N, like Nancy, D, instead of the traditional M used to. Those are called allopathic doctors, and there's differences between us in the sense that we believe, the type of doctor I am, we believe disease is actually earned. The other feels it's floating in air, waiting to pick out its innocent victims. And we also believe things like, you can't really poison the body into health. They like to prescribe drugs, and you see all the side effects and the synthetic chemicals. And not that we're against drugs, because sometimes they're necessary, but we think they use them a little too much. We like to give the body more along the lines of nutrients, and we like to cleanse them because we think two of the main reasons for diseases are, and not the only reasons, but two of the main are nutritional deficiency, which comes from our diet, and toxicity, which comes from what we were born with. And there's many reasons. What we eat, what we drink, these man-made toxins in our body tends to store them, and they wreak havoc between the communications of our cells. So that's what Ejuva is about. It's about getting rid of the toxicity that we're either born with or you know, we accumulate along the journey of life. And in doing so, the body tends to store these things rather than eliminate them like a lot of people believe. And the reason is our filters, they were designed for something called metabolic waste, which is a waste created by our cells, even if we ate a perfect diet and breathed perfect air. And toxins are actually man-made, and they're foreign to the human body, and our filters are actually inefficient. Body of these toxins, so it tends to store them. So we feel to do a cleanse to actually inspire the body to get rid of these things. So hopefully that helps. Plus,
said a couple of things. I'm sorry about the feedback. So there's a couple of things you said that was really like a major different way of looking at things, kind of what we would call a paradigm shift. Number one is that the diseases or the illness that we have, we've earned, and that we can't poison ourselves into health, of course, with man-made pharmaceuticals and bad food choices. Would you also then consider yourself a vitalist, as like Dr. Christopher did?
Well, I would say that, that's a tough question for me, because in some aspects, yes, but in other ways, no. So, you know, I'm not sure exactly, you know, his ideology.
Well, how about just explaining for the audience the difference between like what you, your concept and naturopaths in general do versus allopathic medicine? Because a lot of people have no idea what allopathic medicine is. I mean, they know what it is, but they don't know what it's called.
Okay, that's traditional westernized medicine, okay? Before that got here, before that arrived to America, which was at the turn of the century, last century, and we were the healthiest civilization on Earth. We were ranked number one out of 100 participating civilizations by WHO, the World Health Organization, known as WHO. Over the years, we kept dropping and dropping and dropping, and in the 1980s, we were ranked dead last out of the same 100 participating countries. In fact, both the AMA and the World Health Organization says that America is the sickest civilization that has ever walked Earth, and that we are in the most we have the worst amount of chronic degenerate disease that mankind has ever known. And that's after we started eating from cans and boxes and driving through the fast foods and taking the prescription medicines. In our opinion, it's a failure because we have there's so much disease in this country, but we don't know any better because we kind of look at each other and judge ourselves against other sick westernized people. And we think this is how it's supposed to be. Meanwhile, there's other civilizations like the Hunza who aren't westernized, and there's 29 other ones. They live to an average age of 120. They have literally they don't get cancer. They don't have really any disease to speak of. And you can look them up. They're the most studied civilization because of their health picture out of any of the civilizations. And here we are spending trillions, and we're the sickest. So we think something's wrong with how we deal with disease. And the doctors today, the traditional Western doctors, are taught that once we're sick or or medicine or surgery to fix everything. And you've seen the side effects. These pills, they're synthetic chemicals. I'm referring to the medications. And they don't belong in our body to begin with. I mean, you wouldn't give it to a healthy person. Why would you give it to a sick person? Other than to make life livable or to save someone's life. We have exceptions to our rules. It's called crisis care. Otherwise, we think for disease prevention or disease reversing, this allopathic traditional Western medicine is a complete failure. And we think we get sick, we earn it first off through toxicity and nutritional deficiency. We think disease is just the body's response. It's a natural reaction to an unnatural lifestyle. And as kind of hard to say this to people the first time, but we actually think disease as our friend, okay? Not that we want it, don't get me wrong. It's just that without it, we would die a lot sooner. In other words, our body is capable and does this every day of borrowing nutrients from the lesser areas of the bodies, like the bones, the glands, and the tissue, and it borrows it and gives it to the high priorities of the area of the body, which would be the heart, the brain, and the blood, because the body knows if one of those goes, the whole organism goes. And it can live without some bones, some tissue, some glands. So we're eating our Twinkies and our pizza and our pasta and our breads and everything else we drink and all that. And there's not much nutrients in that. So the body's borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. And in the end, we earn disease because pretty soon there's no more to borrow, and we end up with osteoporosis and arthritis and glandular issues and much worse in the long run. And the typical doctors think they can give you some synthetic chemical that it just masks the symptom so you can continue with the lifestyle that put you in that boat in the first place until you get a worse, more devastating disease. And that's when they tell you, well, I'm sorry, now you have a worse disease. And really, it was a continuation of what you had earlier because more and more toxins were able to build up. And we believe, the type of doctor I am, is that we have a say in our disease. We believe that if we take care of ourselves and we give our body what it was designed to consume, it's not going to borrow and steal and beg from other areas of the body. And we're not going to be loaded down with toxins. And if you give the body what it's designed to consume, it has to give you health. It doesn't have a choice. So those are kind of the basic differences. I'm saying as quickly as I can, but there's a lot to say. So.
Yes. So basically, which I've always said, when you're sick or you have pain, it is a gift because it is telling you that there's something wrong, something's not working. And of course, we reap what we sow. So were you, I mean, how did you get into this? Were you ill and you found a way to get well? Or what made you get interested in doing what you do?
That's exactly what happened. That's how most people stumble across this stuff. I was, you know, a football player needing to be, at least I thought, because I was a kid, doing steroids and things of that nature, eating lots of protein like they tell us to do. And I was into boxing and football and all that. And I just ended up sick and before too long fat. And the medications didn't help. And like they don't for so many people. And then I stumbled across this natural healing. And I got into it a little bit. It made sense to me. It started working for me. The weight started coming off. I started feeling much better. I didn't need the medications anymore. And then I took it a step further because I own Ejuva. And there was emails coming in. I actually bought Ejuva about 14 years ago. And I didn't know that much about it then. And the owner insisted that I take this class out in Santa Cruz, California on raw food. And so that's when I converted. And from there, I met my teacher and mentor who let me go to his college and earn a degree as a naturopath. And another degree is in something called food chemistry and its relationship to the human body. And that, to me, was at least as important as the ND degree, the naturopath degree. It's actually naturopath degree. Most naturopaths really aren't into diet, so they do have limited results. But because my teacher and mentor knew diet was critical to all this, I just got lucky and met him and believed in what he said, and then followed his teaching and worked in his clinics for a while, saw the miracles, and then opened up my own clinics, and we've been going strong ever since.
Awesome. So let's talk about your Ejuva cleanse and why is it so different than, say, some other things? What makes it, other things on the market? What makes Ejuva special?
There's a few things that we believe make Ejuva special. I'm going to start out, and it doesn't need to be in this order, but I'm going to start out with the amount of herbs that are actually in it. And we have 96 ingredients in it. And the reason there's so many is that most cleanses are just designed for the bowel. And we know the body stores toxins everywhere throughout the body. So to us, it doesn't make sense. It's like if you go to wash your car and you just wash the rear bumper, or if you go to change the oil, you only change a quart or two instead of all five or six. It doesn't make sense to us to just clean a section. So we call it a body cleanse for that reason, and it requires a lot of ingredients in order to hit all the areas of the body. So it's unique in that it's a whole body cleanse, number one. Number two, it's unique that it's enzymatically alive. There's no heat associated with this, no steam. A lot of people steam their herbs, which changes the signatures of the herbs. And not only that, most of our herbs are wild crafted. In other words, they're harvested directly out of nature instead of grown on a farm. And wild crafted plants tend to have anywhere from 10 to 20 times more nutrients in them than do, you know, organic ingredients. And then the formulation is critical. If you understood herbs, you would have to know if you included one herb, well, a lot of times it takes the second herb to get all the benefits from the first herb. And likewise, sometimes you have to leave a herb out because you have this particular herb in there. So you really have to understand formulations. And the person that founded this, that formulated it, he got into this in the 60s. And he is just a very difficult to work with because he's so meticulous on one, but it proved to be worth it because he dialed it in so special. I think there might even be a little bit of luck to formulations, but we have top-notch people like Paul Nisan and Gabriel Cousins, and your audience might not heard of these people, David Wolf and Brian Clement.
We know them. Yeah, especially Paul Nisan and Gabriel Cousins. Yeah.
And Victorious Clavinci, they all recommend Ejuva. Mm-hmm. It's because of our formulations and the lengths we go through to keep our herbs wild-crafted and alive and as pure as possible. We don't add anything to them whatsoever. Even the capsules that they're in, they come from plant cells and purified water. So it's a very pure cleanse. And the other thing is that, well, there's actually two other things. There's a good cleanse, and most of them don't have any type of carrier. They're known as carriers. And carriers are critical because that's what carries out the toxins. And the few percent of cleanses that actually have a carrier use something called bentonite clay. And when we broke down bentonite clay to find out what was in there, we found out it had about 22 to 24% aluminum in it. It also, it's just a fancy name for dirt. So it's not alive. It's very acidic. And the formulation of it, the rocks that make up the dirt are so large, they can't penetrate the intestinal lining. So the only thing that it carries is the bowel, because it can't get beyond the bowel. So we formulated something called Renew. It's in our product. It's made from Ayurvedic fruit and some other herbs. And there's no aluminum in it. It's alive. It's wild-crafted. It actually has nutrients in there because the bentonite clay actually dehydrates the bowel. And it carries out far more toxins than does the dirt because it's able to get beyond, you know, the intestinal lining and all that. So we think we revolutionized the carrier, which is a very important aspect of cleansing that most cleanses actually ignore. So those are a few basic differences between ours and most of the cleanses out there.
Okay. Well, first of all, having done several cleanses to save my life and to be well, that was one thing I did notice, which we can talk about each product, but the bentonite clay does. I mean, it seems like it doesn't matter how much water you drink, you're going to be dehydrated or at least feel like you need a whole lot more water. And the combi just seemed to, and then you have other herbs in there too for the bowel. But one thing, if you just go back a minute, let's go back to, because some people may understand, some people may not understand, and some just think it's, you know, basically witchcraft. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the signature frequency that you had mentioned, that the signature frequency of the herbs are not changed because they are not heated.
Correct. We try to keep things as close to nature as possible around here. And we're a big believer that enzymes like Paul Nisan are critical to us. And it's very important not to kill them. They're pretty fragile. And if you heat them up to over 118 degrees, all the enzymes die. And when you do that, you change the signature, what is known in the industry as the signature of the herb. In other words, the herb isn't going to do what it was meant to do. It's changed now because heat alters things. So we try to keep the signature as pure as possible, and we do that through meticulous, if I could call it, workings. The way we can put out bentonite clay. See, the good thing about clay is it's very inexpensive. So we could mm-hmm. lower the price of our cleanse and sell a lot more of them if we just got rid of that Renew and threw in bentonite clay. But we think people want the best. And, you know, that is one problem with our cleanse, because it has so many ingredients in them, and the way we process them to keep those signatures mm-hmm. as close to natural as possible, it's hard to keep the price down. So that would probably be the main complaint for some people, is that it's a bit of a pricey cleanse, but, you know, it's, you get what you pay for, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, absolutely. All right, we need to go to a commercial break, and we'll come back to discussing the Ajuva cleanse right after this message.
Join Linda Watson of Setting History Straight each Monday evening at 6 p.m. on Messianic Lamb Radio, your Messianic lifestyle station.
John chapter 16, verses 23 through 24. In that day you will not question me about anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be made full. Yeshua did not say these words in an idle manner. We can and must ask in his name, and we will receive. Messianic Lamb Radio asks in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach for your support. Please donate as you are able.
It's time to prepare the bride.
Shalom, Mishpacha. This is Nitza Moshe from Remnant Remedy. As children of the covenant, we know how important it is to be prepared first spiritually and then physically for the ever-changing and turbulent times we find ourselves in, and we know the trials of Jacob are soon upon us. Proverbs 22:3 says, a prudent man foresees evil and covers or protects or hides himself, but the simple one passes on and will be punished. One way we prepare here at Remnant Remedy is by learning to use and stock up on essential oils first aid kit. Our 100% undefiled essential oils have a very long shelf life, so they're good for short and long-term use and storage. Plus, they're easy to use, they take up less space than herbs, which lose their potency, and shemen, or essential oils, are more powerful. I would like to invite you to join me at the Sustainable Preparedness Expos in Portland, Oregon on May 18th, and in Spokane, Washington on September 21st, where I will be teaching a workshop on how to build an essential first aid remedy chest. You won't want to miss the other exciting workshops at these Sustainable Preparedness Expos, which will include topics on strategic location, wound care and suturing, where there is no dentist or doctor, beekeeping, water treatment, what to do during a nuclear crisis, and how to use herbs for you and your farm, wood stoves, and much more. For more information about time, location, and workshops at these Sustainable Preparedness Expos, go to www.sustainablepreparedness.com.
Shalom. Welcome back to the Remnant Radio Show. Sorry for those technical difficulties. Are you still with me, Dr. Partito?
I'm here.
Sorry about that. I guess we were supposed to go dancing. Anyway, so we were talking about the Ajuva cleanse, and we're talking about the signatures, the frequencies. You mentioned a little bit, I don't think you used the word synergy, but basically you were talking about how herbs, a lot of times to get the best out of an herb, you mix it or use it with other herbs, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, synergy. So, yep. And for those who don't understand synergy, that I describe it as, you know, a lot of times we as the people can get a lot more work done, get things done faster, more effectively if we work together than if we just work by ourselves. So that's my definition of synergy. Do you have one there?
No. No, that's what happens. It's kind of like a catalyst. When you add one to the other, it's like 1 + 1 = 3. It's synergistically combined, and they enhance each other. That's what I would kind of define it as.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's see. In the literature that you have, and you know, this is a big box that you get, and there's a lot of product in what you get. I mean, this is 30 days worth of herbs, and we have power, which is one of the products. You have balance. You have, is it Mo Flora? And
yes.
The Combi Shake, Renew, and Vibram. So we've got about 25, 26 more minutes. If we can talk about the fact, maybe you can talk about the products and how this works. Like you have a phase 1, 2, 3, and 4, and it goes in and it cleanses the intestines, the blood, the organs, including the liver, the kidneys, and the cell tissues. So if you could explain, first of all, kind of the phases, and then let's go over the individual products that all come with this and how this works.
Certainly. It's a 4-week cleanse. Each week we call a phase, and each phase you graduate into a deeper cleanse. If you started out in the highest phase, you would probably feel awful because you're taking so many herbs at that point, you're cleansing so hard at that point, it would just knock you out. It's called cleansing reactions. You'd probably have headaches and you'd be lacking energy, and it just wouldn't be a pleasant experience. So we start you out at a basic phase of phase 1, and during that week, you simply wake up, take the herbs as directed, and then you go about your day as normal. And for most people, a normal day consists of 3 meals. So when you start the second phase, you eliminate one of the meals and you replace it with the herbs. So at that point during the second phase, you're eating 2 meals a day and you're consuming the herbs twice a day. And same thing with the third phase. And if people haven't done this before, they get a little nervous. They're eating 1 solid meal a day and they're consuming the herbs 3 times a day, but you're not hungry and you're not feeling bad because we have a product in there called Balance, which actually, for lack of a better term, balances the endocrine system. And most people report feeling much better, you know, on our cleanse than they do when they're not even cleansing. And it has to do with this balance and the herbs that are in the balance. And then the fourth.
Let me make a comment. Excuse me, can I make a comment on that? I was just going to say, that is very true because, you know, I made sure that I did this cleanse before I totally decided to commit to it and all the good things I'd heard about it. But a lot of times when you're cleansing or detoxing, number one, it's kind of intense and you get sick, you get the headaches, you get tired. And I actually had lots more energy on this cleanse, and for the first time, I think the combination that you have in there, I just saw a major difference in the hormones, the balance, and the whole endocrine system. So I just wanted to contribute to that. So you can continue.
Many people just buy Balance by itself and put it in their smoothies or whatever, and you know they like it that much. So, and then the fourth and final phase comes around. Now this is scary to people that have never cleansed before either, because during this phase, you're not supposed to have any solid meals, and people kind of cringe when they say that. You go on something called a juice fast, and if you've never done it before, it can be intimidating, but the truth is we receive far more nutrients from juices than we do from solid foods, and that's because the body doesn't have to break down juice. It digests through something called osmosis, completely different channels. And it doesn't have to break down any of the foods, so you get 100% of the nutrients instead of what we get through solids, which is quite a bit less. So, and you get it at wholesale, meaning your body isn't spending all this energy and time breaking down the food. So you have more energy because you're not breaking down food. Believe it or not, breaking food down, digesting and assimilating it requires more energy than anything else we do. So that is gone, and you have way more nutrients because it's coming from juice. So you're really feeling well on this phase, and you're consuming the herbs 4 times a day, which is a lot of herbs. So the reason we do that is because not only do you get more nutrients and have more energy, but every time you eat a meal, the body has no choice. It has to stop cleansing, and it has to start digesting. But when you're juicing, it doesn't have to stop cleansing because it's a different form of digestion. So during the fourth phase, you are cleansing 24/7 and you're taking a massive amount of herbs. Therefore, you're getting a really good cleanse. And then once the fourth phase is over, you back down to a day or two of phase two, and then a day or two of phase one, and you're done. And you should repeat that about every 4 to 6 months, because believe it or not, it takes a couple years to get clean, to get all the toxins out of your body. It takes a couple years of pure eating and cleansing every 4 to 6 months. And it just takes a long time because we're so loaded with toxins. There's many people out there that believe we have these filters, like the liver and the lungs and the kidneys, and all we really should need to do is eat properly, and our body will take care of us. But what we found is that our filters were actually designed for something called metabolic waste, which is a waste created from our cells, even if we ate a perfect diet and breathed perfect air. And our body is perfectly attuned to dealing with that. But toxins, they're man-made. They're foreign to our body, and our filters don't do well with them at all. And so what our body does, instead of getting rid of it because it's already inefficient at it, and we're already, all of us, because we're in a westernized society, we're already deficient on nutrients, and our body's just trying to get us through the day, and now we're asking it to not only get us through the day, but do all this cleansing for us, get rid of the toxin for us, and the body is wired for survival, not health, and it chooses the cheapest way out. And what I mean by cheapest is the least amount of nutrients expenditures on the body. So what it will do is it just stores the toxins because they're too expensive, and the body isn't going to cleanse on its own very deep. Every night when we go to sleep, it's technically a cleanse, okay? Most everybody sleeps every night, and we're still sick. It's not a big cleanse that it does every night. And if you want to get down into the cellular level and really empty the trash cans, it requires herbs in order to inspire the body to cleanse at that level. And there's many people out there, they'll see, oh, well, here's a cleanse here. It's 10 days. I don't want to cleanse for 30. This is 10. It does the same thing. And the truth is, the only thing you're doing by cleansing 10 days versus 30 days is you're cutting off your cleanse by 20 days. That's it. And you're not going to get much done in 10 days because it takes a few days just for the body to become acclimated to the herbs. And the body can only do so much in 24 hours, especially if it's eating. So it's not that you have to cleanse. That's not how we look at it. You have to cleanse for 30 days. It's that you get to, because most formulations, they're too harsh on the human body to allow you to go for 30 days. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there because I get a lot of those questions. I own several cleansing companies, actually. And Ejuva is by far, in a way, the best. And when I ask people, well, how come you bought this cleanse that has 14 herbs in it that lasts 10 days and it's $90? Why would you pick that over Ejuva? Well, Ejuva's expensive and I could get it all done in 10 days. And first off, you can't get it done in 10 days. That's impossible. And number two, it's when you break it down, it's not that expensive. When you figure $90 for 10 days for 14 herbs, that's basically $9 a day for 14 herbs. And Ejuva is usually around $220 for 30 days. I think it comes out to about $8 a day for 96 herbs. So it's really not that expensive if you break it down properly. So
that's that. Right. And I've seen a lot of other cleanses that, you know, have been good and successful that cost $300 to $400. So you're right, it's not a big, I mean, and again, you know, you're eating more herbs than you are food. And now one thing that I noticed about the program is that you actually have an option. If they don't feel, for whatever reason, on that fourth phase, they can absolutely go without a meal. You want to explain that one?
How they go without a meal is, well, first off, if you've never done a
G-spot. Well, no, phase four, you can extend. I'm sorry. What I was talking about is, and then directions, it says on phase four, you could actually extend and have one meal. Is that correct for 3 weeks instead of one?
Yeah, is what it is. It's not extending phase four. It's going back to phase three. If you're intimidated by a juice fast, which Some people are, and I hope you're not. I hope they would just try it for a few days and they see how really it's easy. We even give you tips on if you have to go to work and how to freeze your juice and take it to work with you and all that. Yeah, sure, it's not as convenient as you know, probably what you normally do, but it's not that hard either once you do it. But for those that can't, for those sometimes taking that many herbs is too much for them. They're just too toxic. They have to go down to the third phase. Or sometimes they're not interested in a juice fast because it intimidates them for whatever reason, and they go back down to the third phase. And in that case, in the third phase, you eat a meal a day. You can juice if you still feel hungry. Just one solid meal, though. You can drink as much juice as you want during the third phase besides that meal. And you can extend it more than 4 weeks, closer to 6 weeks if you count the herbs, and do an extended third phase and bypass the fourth phase. So it's not quite as strong as a cleanse, but you know, if that's where you had to go, it certainly is better than not cleansing at all. And then maybe next time, 6 months down the road, you'll be more emboldened to try that fourth phase, because it's, I think, a really important right. phase.
Well, I know for me, it was just a matter of traveling and not being able to be there that fourth week. But I could have, you know, raw food or a salad once a day and still do that. So I extended it because I couldn't concentrate on that time. Another thing is you actually include a CD with a booklet of 42 pages of instructions, which include recipes and a lot of other health information.
Yes, we try to pick out, you know, the common questions. We get emails from all over the world. A lot of people don't know about raw foods. And you don't have to eat raw foods. It's just that we're going to recommend what we feel inspires the body to best cleanse. And we think that comes from uncooked plants, especially fruit. We think you should be eating that even if you're not cleansing. But for those of you that you know you're not interested in, you can eat what you wish. It's just going to slow down the cleanse, so you'll still get benefit for sure, just not as much benefit as we would like you to get. So
well, the bottom line is, if you're going to spend the money and try to go to do this cleanse, you're going to get out of it what you put into it. And if you can just get past, I'd probably say maybe the first week or so, it depends, different people are, you know, people are different, but the benefits that you're going to reap are way more worth it than you'll look back and go, oh wow, I couldn't do that, but look what I got for it. You know, the other thing is, in my past, and tell me if this is true, I kind of learned that fruit was to cleanse the cells, whereas vegetables were to build up the cells.
That is true. The fruit inspires us to cleanse. That's why we recommend so much. But again, our filters are only capable of so much, and these toxins are foreign to us. So if you want, there are things called detox diets out there. They're all over the place. And we're sure that it helps the body to do its natural cleanse if it has these types of foods, because they're more nutrient dense, and the, you know, the body, or I should say, and I've said it before, that the therapy is only as good as the body that it goes into, and so these nutrients are important because you're burning them up. That's, you know, that's how the body cleanses. It uses nutrients, so it's important to put in as much nutrients as possible. And yes, uncooked plants will help the body do its natural cleansing, but when you add herbs, it's like turbocharging the cleansing that happens to the body, and it's much different. In fact, Brian Clement, he just had a class of 26 people, and he offered the Ajuva cleanse because he was giving them all what they call the detox diet, and four of them partook, and out of the 26 with the Ajuva, they added it to their diet, and she called me the other day. She said the stuff that came out of her was, and her friends, was unbelievable. And the difference between using a detox diet, and Ejuva with the detox diet was 100-fold in her words. And it ended up 24 out of 26 actually bought the Ejuva cleanse off of Brian during that whatever they call it, some kind of retreat they were having out there in Florida. So,
okay,
food is important.
All right, we'll come back to this. We're going to try a commercial one more time and see if we can come back.
Okay.
Mishpachah, this is Nitza Moshe from Remnant Remedy. As children of the covenant, we know how important it is to be prepared first spiritually and then physically for the ever-changing and turbulent times we find ourselves in, and we know the trials of Jacob are soon upon us. Proverbs 22:3 says, "A prudent man foresees evil and covers or protects or hides himself, but the simple one passes on and will be punished." One way we prepare here at Remnant Remedy is by learning to use and stock up on Essential Oils First Aid Kit. Our 100% undefiled essential oils have a very long shelf life, so they're good for short and long-term use and storage. Plus, they're easy to use, they take up less space than herbs, which lose their potency, and shemen, or essential oils, are more powerful. I would like to invite you to join me at the Sustainable Preparedness Expos in Portland, Oregon on May 18th and in Spokane, Washington on September 21st, where I will be teaching a workshop on how to build an essential first aid remedy chest. You won't want to miss the other exciting workshops at these Sustainable Preparedness Expos, which will include topics on strategic location, wound care and suturing, where there is no dentist or doctor, beekeeping, water treatment, what to do during a nuclear crisis, and how to use herbs for you and your farm, wood stoves, and much more. For more information about time, location, and workshops at these Sustainable Preparedness Expos, go to www.sustainablepreparedness.com.
Shalom, and welcome back to the Remnant Radio Hour. This is Nitza Moshe from Remnant Remedy, and we're talking about the Ejuva 30-Day Herbal Body Detox or Cleanse. This is a new product that Remnant Remedy is carrying. You can go to www.remnantremedy.net, click on Shemen or Essential Oils, and it'll drop down, and there's supplements and oils and first aid kits, and there's a place there to click on Ejuva. You can read all about Ejuva, and then we will have this on a podcast archived for you to listen again later. And we're here with Dr. Partito, and we are talking about the cleanse itself. And I noticed here that we have Power, which is one of the first blends of herbs that you take, which is supposed to help assist in breaking up the waste and the colon and facilitate the cleansing of the blood, the tissues, and the lymph, and other impurities. Did you want to go on to that a little more? I know we might have mentioned it earlier. And then balance, and then let's briefly go over, because we have about 7 minutes, and okay. I just would like to, you know, talk about each part and what is in them. And I really would like, towards the end, like to talk about the Vibram, however you say that.
Vibram, yes. Okay, sure. The Power is the one, the main one. I mean, they all help you to eliminate, but this one's probably the one that does that the most. Something worth mentioning is that the formulator, see, most formulations are by people that know a lot about, say, Western herbs or Chinese herbs or Ayurvedic herbs, and it just so, Ayurvedic meaning Indian, And it just so happened he had mastered all three, and he combined all three. And that's another thing that's really rare about Ejuva. So you'll find in the Power, there's herbs from the Americas, from Europe and Africa. These are wild craft picked, and they're harvested right when they're picked. They're just laid on the rocks and whatnot. Then we have to have them shipped to an FDA-approved lab, so they get all inspected before they'll let them in the country. Because here, we can do it for a lot less money, but people tend to grow things organically, and then after they harvest them, they steam them to kill any bad things, or they spray them, and then here in America, you can list that as organically grown because they didn't use any fertilizer or anything, but they did it after the harvest because nobody wants any problems, nobody wants to be sued or anything. So ours goes to a laboratory, they inspect it to make sure it doesn't have any of these pathogens or anything. Then they let them in, then we're allowed, you know, they get all certified, then we're allowed to use them. So we get them from all over the place, and not too many of them from America, because we go visit where they come from, and most places in America do just what we say. So just what I mentioned, they do something to them after they're harvested, and they legally can say, oh, yeah, it's organic, no problem. So getting back to power.
Right, and that's a problem. That's a problem with foods, too, and herbs and oils. A lot of people aren't aware of is that it can be marked organic. It could have been grown organic, but when they went to process it, it could have chemicals on it. So
right.
Go ahead.
They don't have to list it based on our laws, so it can be very misleading.
Right.
Power has about 25 herbs in it. It's got all the chlorophyll in it. It's green because of that. And it is the one that really helps to assist breaking up all the waste material in the colons, including something called mucoid layers, which we probably don't have enough time to get to. But if they go to Ejuva.com, they can learn all about mucoid layers and see the pictures of it that have came out of actual clients of ours. It's kind of disgusting, but it's a necessity for health to get that stuff out of there, because it impedes the nutrients from entering the body. It's a very hard, rubbery substance that lines the intestines to protect the body from all the acidic foods that we do eat. So, and then let's see the next one you wanted to talk about. We talked about Renew. We talked about Balance. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about Power. And then we have Combi, which it's psyllium. This is wildcrafted psyllium, so it's a lot different than what we find here when we put it underneath the telescope or the microscopes. It doesn't irritate the intestines like conventional pharmaceutical type psyllium that's grown here. It's a lot different. We get it straight from India, and again, everything's checked, or they wouldn't let it in here. And we mix it with the psyllium with flax seeds and a few chia seeds and a couple other things, slippery elm. And this has a lot to do with loosening up the mucoid layers. It kind of loosens them up, the mucoid layers. People just buy this too, besides the Balance. They put it in their drink, and out comes these mucoid layers. It loosens it up, and the Power actually kind of finishes the job off. But this is an important component to the cleanse. And then there's Moflora we should talk about, since we're talking about intestinal health. And in fact, most doctors, whether they're MDs or NDs, believe that our diseases start in the bowel. Since we're talking about creating a healthy bowel, we threw in, if we could say that, we added Moflora, which is a probiotic, which is the healthy bacteria. And it takes about actually 4 or 5 pounds of those little guys in our gut to have a healthy gut. And most of us are really low on that. And so we have a probiotic that is also very unusual, in that most probiotics, they're kind of harvested from dairy products like cheese or plants. Ours was actually cultured from human beings, healthy human beings back in the mid-40s. And they cultured them and just kept, if I could use the term, breeding them. And Kem Shahani did this. He's the father of probiotics. He's considered the best of the best when it comes to probiotics, and we were lucky enough to have him make our formulation for us. So they adhere to the intestines 15 times greater than do the normal, quote-unquote normal or traditional type of probiotics you get at the health food store. I only know of 2 companies in the world that manufacture these, because they're very pricey. There's not a big demand for them, because most people don't understand the differences between probiotics. That most, like a cleanse, they think a cleanse is a cleanse is a cleanse. And a probiotic is a probiotic is a probiotic, but they're not. And like I said, ours actually are a human strain of probiotics that adhere. They're not destroyed by our bile; they adhere to the intestinal lining much stronger, and they're just a much healthier, much stronger, robust. Because you don't want these other ones are like time released and stuff. People say, oh, you want it to get past your stomach. Chem says you don't want it to get past your stomach. You want your bile to kill the weak ones, because if weak ones get in there, they cultivate with the strong ones that are in there, and you have a mediocre one at best. So you want strong. And, and he says it needs probiotics should come in powder, not capsules. So it's all in powders.
Awesome.
And, it's the
all
best
right, well, we're down to a minute. Yeah, and they can read all about that. You've got all that information in the pack that comes with it. And we just have less than a minute. The Vibram, it has flower essences. But the thing that I found quite fascinating about them was they have mineral elixirs, and which is basically a mineral energy tincture from my perspective of looking at herbs. And I had found that in the book of The History of the Jews by Josephus, which many people are familiar with, they were talking about the Essenes, which was a sect of Judaism, descendants of related to King David. They actually used herbs and minerals for their health. And so if you can, you know, 30 seconds or less, mention what about Vibram and why is it in the product? I mean, why Vibram, is it in the package?
The main reason for Vibram is there's a lot of people out there that believe that we hold in more than just toxins. There's also negative kind of feelings or emotions that are held in. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when people cleanse, they get very emotional, and we have proof of that. And the Vibram is there to help kind of calm and relax people. You put it in your bath water. You rub it on what's called your chakras, like the back of your wrist, your heart, and places like that, and it has a very soothing effect on the body. So you can learn all about it at ejuva.com if you want to get more into it.
And we have the information. You have that information there, and you can go to remnantremedy.net, look under Shimon, there'll be a list there. And it is important. I've seen many people get healed spiritually and emotionally when doing a physical detox and a cleanse, and it is on the website, and we hopefully have the cart set up so that it's free shipping. And so I just want to thank you, Charles. I'm glad that you came here, and maybe when we look at some other products, like you have a candida cleanse and a heavy metal cleanse and stuff like that, that we'll come back and address these in the future. But thank you again for being here, and I'm sorry we're out of time, but thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, all right. May your garments always be white, and let your head lack no shimon. Shalom.
She